Hi, everybody, and welcome to the second lesson of the Ascension Project, Becoming Unity Consciousness. I'd like to start by sharing a diagram with you of the 22 patterns that create unity consciousness. Now, this pattern of unity consciousness is a representation of the DNA, the genetic code, that we share with God consciousness. I like to think of each of these patterns as though they are molecules. And when we learn to balance these patterns, these molecules join together, creating a coherent structure, which is the pattern of unity consciousness. And it is this pattern that creates our physical life and our physical reality the way we are experiencing it. Each and every one of these patterns has many different lessons that we learn through the various incarnations that we have in an attempt to understand each and every one of the patterns that create unity consciousness so that we can at some point become a reflection of unity consciousness in our physical reality that is in balance and is in its coherent state. In previous lessons of the Ascension Project, we have talked in great length about the 9 levels of creation. I want to specifically talk about the soul self, because the soul self is that part of you that is inside of the reincarnation system that Source powers. And this part of you knows that it shares DNA with God consciousness, and that that DNA is unity consciousness. And that is what you really are. And that is what everything in creation really is, because everything shares this DNA. This is what connects everything together. Everything is unity consciousness, but some things are considered to be projections of darkness and projections of light. This isn't saying that anything is good or evil, but rather a projection of light is described as the pattern of unity consciousness that is in balance. And a projection of darkness is a pattern of unity consciousness that is out of balance, that is in its incoherent state. The reality is every single one of us has light and dark, which really just means some of our patterns that create unity consciousness are in balance or out of balance. It's not about good and evil. It's about balance or out of balance. And the goal of today is to help you understand how to balance this pattern of unity consciousness. It's true that to completely understand what unity consciousness is will take you many lifetimes. And the reality is we have all lived many lifetimes, and we have probably studied many of these different patterns many times. I'm sure that many of you watching this right now have had many lifetimes where you've had to forgive or be forgiven. And you were studying the pattern of forgiveness. Or perhaps you were studying the patterns of acceptance or personal responsibility through your life experiences. And you spend many lifetimes coming at these different experiences from many different angles, all so that you can understand these different patterns. I'd like to share with you a formula of sorts that my teachers have shared with me to help you understand an efficient way to start to balance this pattern of unity consciousness. The way they teach it to me is that you cannot balance the pattern of unity consciousness and maintain it in a coherent, balanced state if you haven't understood the pattern of forgiveness and you're unable to balance this pattern. The pattern of forgiveness requires each individual to understand how to forgive themselves and the people in their lives without any conditions. That seems like a very tall order. The most efficient way to do this is by learning to balance the patterns of acceptance and personal responsibility. It is through understanding and balancing these patterns that you will understand how to remove any conditions you have that might stop you from forgiving somebody or forgiving yourself. Let's start with the pattern of acceptance. The way I understand the pattern of acceptance is that it is about accepting everything in creation, including yourself, just as you are, without labeling it or judging it in any way, just accepting everything as it is. And understanding that we as individuals, we really only have the authority to change ourselves. We do not have the authority to change the people in our lives. And that to balance the pattern of acceptance requires us to understand that we really only have authority over ourselves. And if we attempt to impose our will onto others, then our pattern of acceptance is not in balance. And the pattern of personal responsibility is definitely the one that gives most of us a lot of trouble. Now, the pattern of personal responsibility is, yes, it's about accepting responsibility for your own karma, for your decisions, but also accepting responsibility for the life you are experiencing. And this is a tough one for a lot of people, because a lot of times in our lives, we have things happen to us or we walk through experiences that were really beyond our control. At least that's how it seems. But the reality is that at a level of creation that most of us are unconscious to, that comes from the soul self or even beyond that, you did create it. And the reason why it was created will be different for each individual. But the way I've come to understand it is that my soul self and the levels of creation beyond it are creating experiences that I have agreed to, for the most part, to help me understand the different patterns of unity consciousness. And that I have made the decision when I incarnated that I want to understand the patterns of unity consciousness. So not only am I responsible for what I have created and what I'm experiencing it, I agreed to it, even though it may seem like we didn't. Now, it is through the understanding of these two patterns that I think you will start to see how you will learn to let go of the conditions that we create that might stop us from forgiving. And as you start to understand that you as a soul at a level of creation beyond your human self have created this life and that you are responsible for it, that you don't judge or blame or try and label it, and just understand that you are learning how to balance certain patterns of unity consciousness to move towards being a more balanced projection of light. It's important that everyone understand that we all have light and dark. We all have patterns that are in balance or out of balance. And none of this is a competition. And everybody will be at different places with balancing these different patterns. So now that we've talked a little bit about acceptance and personal responsibility, hopefully you can start to see how understanding these patterns a bit more and learning how to balance these patterns will start to pave the way for you to start to remove the conditions that you may have that are stopping you from forgiving. Forgiveness can be a difficult one for a lot of us, because typically when somebody hurts us, we have a condition. We expect something to happen first in order for us to forgive. We expect some sort of an apology, some sort of an amends. In some cases, you may expect that there be some sort of repercussions or karma for this person for what they did to you. That in itself is a condition. And that is what the patterns of acceptance and personal responsibility are there to teach us, how to start to remove those conditions for forgiveness. And if you can start to understand these three patterns, acceptance, personal responsibility, and forgiveness, the entire structure of unity consciousness becomes a lot easier to start to balance. It's a lot easier to feel worthy and whole and balance these patterns when you forgive yourself and the people in your lives without any conditions. It's a lot easier to balance the patterns of understanding and love when you have no conditions on your forgiveness, when you're capable of unconditional forgiveness. It makes sense then that you would understand how to love without any conditions. And as that central core of patterns start to become balanced and those molecules start to join together and create a coherent, balanced structure of unity consciousness, the whole pattern of unity consciousness becomes much easier to balance. And this is the formula on how to balance this pattern of unity consciousness in an efficient way that has been taught to me. I cannot give you a specific exercise on A to B to C to tell you exactly what to do on how to balance all of these patterns. Each and every one of these patterns is going to be different for every individual, as we have different experiences and are learning these patterns from different points of view. But what I can offer you is these guidelines that were shared with me. I do hope that this has helped you. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next lesson. Take care and have a nice day.